New proposed renderings tonight for President Trump's controversial 250-foot arch in the nation's capital. Complete with a winged Lady Liberty, the structure itself would clock in at 166 feet tall, with the added statue on top bringing it to 250 feet, to celebrate 250 years since America's founding. For comparison, the Lincoln Memorial stands at 99 feet, the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, 164 feet.
I'd like it to be the biggest one of all. We're the biggest, most powerful nation.
If approved, the arch would go here, just across the Potomac River from the Lincoln Memorial on Columbia Island, which is still considered part of D.C. And very close to Reagan National Airport, raising questions about whether it could impact flight patterns in one of the country's busiest airspaces. The arch has already faced legal setbacks, with veterans and historians suing over traffic concerns and the loss of an unobstructed view between Arlington National Cemetery and the Lincoln Memorial.
Veterans are the ones that should like it. It's called the Triumphal Arch.
It's the president's latest attempt to leave his imprint on Washington after making significant changes, including tearing down the East Wing to make room for his $400 million ballroom project, which also faces an uncertain future in the courts.